I'm just going to speak the whole time with this guitar, apparently. Or not. All right. So we talked. We've been talking this month. It's 412 Awareness Month, so we've been talking about you know what? This is Pastor Dave's hat, and I'm going to throw it back on because I feel like the holiness flows down. So I'm going to put this back on. But we've been talking this entire month about our house values. We started out with Jesus is better because honestly, there is no other house value that I want you to know as much as that one. Like everything else is going to talk about 412. It's going to describe who we are. But if there is ever something I wanted you to walk away from student ministry having, grasping, and walking with, it would be the idea that Jesus is better than anything you stack up against him. When you go off to school or you go off to college, you go off to your trade or you go off to whatever you're going to do after you graduate and you start working or you start studying or whatever happens, there is going to be thing after thing after thing that's going to be stacked against Christ. And if you walk out of here with the idea that Jesus is better, then the Bible would have succeeded your years here because Jesus is better than anything that you can stack up against him. But we've been talking about what our mission is, and we've been talking about the mission of Harmony is our mission and how our mission or our idea or what we want to see accomplished within our community and within Harmony and 412 as well is this. It's to change our community and our world by growing passionate followers of Christ that love God and love people. That's what we want to do. That's what Harmony wants to do. That's what 412 wants to do. That's what Kids Connection wants to do. That's what AAFC, the meeting tomorrow morning as we have a brunch and have a nice luncheon. You're not invited, but as we have this nice luncheon, that's what it aims to do, is that we can change our community and our world by growing passionate followers of Jesus Christ that love God and love other people. But in a student ministry setting, what does that look like for us? What do we say? How do we dictate that we are accomplishing that mission? Well, we've added these house values. Number one is Jesus is better. We talked about that last week. Then the next one that we talked about last week, I forget in order what it was, because these are not in order besides Jesus is better. Go ahead, go to the next one. Was we speak highly. We talked about that last week. Then I think we enjoy life was the next one. And then after that, we talked about no one sits alone. So those are the three that we dealt with last week. Now, remember, Jesus is better sticking out because that's first and foremost. The rest just kind of circle around, okay? So these are not in order of importance except for Jesus is better. But tonight, the first one that we're going to talk about is how it's on the wall here is we love deeply. We love deeply. If you've got your Bible, go to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. Again, if you're using your electronic one, make sure you slide that up and hit it into airplane mode for me. Just because I know we're all tempted to look at that Snapchat notification. So John chapter 13, and we're going to read verse 34 and 35. It says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So we have to stop and see that this was a new commandment that Christ is giving. Here's the reason, because back in that day and age, the Jews and the Samaritans didn't like each other. Okay, they in fact hated each other. And they wouldn't talk to each other because it was Jew versus Samaritan. So when Christ is saying, this new commandment I give to you, it's because the gospel permeated all boundaries. It was not just for one group of people, it was for all people. So Jesus comes and says, this new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. This is something different that Jesus is stating with his disciples, but it's very important. He is saying that for people to know who we are, for people to be able to identify us, we have to love one another. We have to reach out for people. At 412, we will be a place where we love deeply. And I mean that in the greatest sense of the word. Okay, I understand that not everybody can be besties, right? Like everybody has different personalities. You know, some of you will never hang out with each other outside of activities and youth group. Okay, I'm not going to force you to, okay? But at 412, when we have a meeting or when we have an activity, we will be a place that will love each other deeply. What does that mean? That means put away your stinking phone and talk to somebody about their life. Talk to them about who they are, what they're struggling with, what they've got going on, what you can do to help, how you can pray, and get involved in each other's lives, because the way that you know somebody loves you is when they ask you questions about your life. Now, not like, you know, police interrogation questions, where were you on the night of, you know, anything like that, But the idea of, hey, what is it that you're struggling with? What is it that I can be a help to you during? Hey, I see this is something that's coming up constantly, or this prayer request, you keep praying about it. Would you mind if we stopped and together prayed about this together by ourselves? That person, that teenager is probably like, because they never expect it. But we will be a place, because I want 412, I want our youth group to be known as a place where we love deeply, where someone can walk in through the back door, and yes, we'll talk about how friends become family, but they can walk in through the back door and people will love on them, no matter what they look like, no matter what they act like, no matter what they smell like, am I right, or anything like that, they will be loved no matter what. That's what I want for 412. That's what Christ wants for 412. That's why he says in John 13 that we will love one another, because we'll be known as his disciples because we love deeply. But not only just loving deeply, this one is always fun. We're note takers. We are going to be note takers here. Now, normally we have our house values on the wall, so it'd be kind of cheating if I gave you paper to put notes on when it's right there. But normally when we have a message, as you've seen, you have a piece of paper sitting on your chair, you come down, you grab a pen, you sit down, and you take notes on that piece of paper. Why is that important? Why are we note takers? 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to bring out a verse that says you shall be note takers or anything like that, okay? But 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 14, it says, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from the childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." So why are we note takers here? I'm going to read you off some statistics so you can understand this. Because it's been said and it's been studied that you only retain 20% of what you hear. Now, some of you are like, I know, my parents tell me all the time I don't listen to them. You only retain 20% of what you hear. 30% of what you see and hear. So in other words, if I were to put it on the wall and then preach about it, 30% of what you see and hear, 70% of what you write, and 90% of what you say and do. That means you have a 50% greater chance of remembering the biblical principles we talk about in here if you write it down. So the paper is not just because we hate trees and we want to see them burn. So we're just going to like just keep printing them off just to make more trees go away, okay? The reason we have papers down here for you to fill out and put in is because we want you to remember what we talk about. Is it because I'm a great speaker? No, it's not that at all. It's because the Bible wants to tell you something every time you come. In fact, God made it available so that every time you come, he wanted you to be here for a specific purpose. It may have been tonight that you needed to hear that we love deeply because you have a rift with somebody else in the youth group. And you need to get it right and say, you know what? It doesn't matter what my preferences or my pride would say. I'm going to love deeply no matter what. It may be that you've been slacking and you've been one of those many who have written notes to each other on your papers and then drop them on the floor afterwards like I would not find them after you drop them on the floor. But you might be one of those people and you're like, oh gosh, maybe I should actually start taking notes. Maybe you should, but God will never bring you here for no reason at all. You will always be here, whether that's Sunday morning service, whether it's Sunday evening in here during Sermon on the Mount and question and answer, or whether it's a Wednesday night. It doesn't matter. Whatever time you're here, God has you here for a specific reason. So we are going to be note takers because the big picture is that you hear, you see, you remember, and you do. It does us no good if you come in and you just listen and then never walk away changed. It does no good for us, not for us in the sense of we want it like a little mark on our tally. It does no good for the cause of Christ. It does no good for the kingdom. It does no good for our mission, because our mission is to change our community and our world. Man, that's what I want to see. I want to see Avon turned around for Christ because there was a youth group, there was a kids connection, there was a church who said, you know what? Our mission is to change our community and our world by growing passionate followers of Christ that love God and love people, and we're going to commit to it. So that's why we're note takers. But lastly, we're a place here where everyone contributes. 1 Peter chapter 4. Now I'm only going to say a couple things about this. I'm going to hand it over to some very special guests. 1 Peter chapter 4 says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love one for another." We've talked about that. "For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." Y'all know that. When Aunt so-and-so is coming. You're like, great, you know, but be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one, he's talking to believers, those who put their faith in Christ, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God or as the teacher of God, a teacher from God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. That in all things, here's the reason why you need to use your gift, that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. If you've got a header above that passage like mine does, it says serve for God's glory or something along those lines. Here's the point. We have lots of abilities within our room. We have people who are musically inclined. We have people who are artistically inclined. We have people who can work and serve in every different kind of area. So what I figured I would do tonight is I would bring every different kind of area in the church down. And then they could tell you about their area in the church that they're a ministry leader of. And then they would hang around for a few minutes afterwards. By the way, those speaking, we have to be like done at 8:10, okay? So you've got 20 minutes, all of you. But we have to be done, all right? But they'll have a couple minutes to speak and tell you a little bit about what they do in the church and how you can be involved, what they want for you to be involved in, and all of that. So they're going to come and they're going to speak to you a little bit about that type of thing. Now, here's what's going to happen. After they get done, I'll come up, finish this out, we'll pray. They will be out for a little bit in the lobby area out here by the Connection Center for you if you want to sign up with some of them and talk with them and say, hey, I'd like to be involved in this area or in that area. How can I get involved? They'll be out there to talk to you for just a couple minutes, okay? Don't go dawdle and go, you know, play ping pong and arcade games and then be like, oh, I want to talk to them, okay? Go talk to them before you go do that. After you talk to one of them, guys, we need your help upstairs because we'll be setting up chairs and tables for the AAFC event tomorrow. Ladies, if you want to prove your brute strength, then by all means, you can do that. Also, just because we didn't give you enough to do after service, you can stuff your face with pizza and some of the things that are over in there. So first up, Jenny, why don't you come and talk about Kids Connection for a little bit? If you need a mic, yell at me, but I don't think you'll. Okay. What was the last verse that you used for?